Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Oh, it's back again. Liquor license time. Ladies and gents, we're here. Do another solo. Sorry about last week. I had some technical issues with that young iPhone. But it's not that young. But either way, I should be getting a new one soon. Which would be the tits. I can't fucking take this one. It's fucking, every goddamn time I try to get something on there, it's like, well, you don't have enough memory. But I did use Uncle Zuki's method of cleaning it out, and it works. I mean, I don't know if he 100% came up with it, but obviously it works. It's been a interesting week in unemployed Brandon's life. I mean, interesting to who, I guess, but these fucking headphones. Come on, Zook. Hang on, sorry. What was I going to say? Yeah, back on the fucking Zoom. The Zoom, though. Ooh, though. You know what I realize is, like, it's tough doing this podcast when you're doing it solo. What's that stupid song? Solo. Solo. That fat black guy who's, like, Caribbean. Anybody? Anybody know what I'm talking about? That dumb song. Whatevs. So got off the phone with the unemployment office, and they were none too helpful, let's say that. I don't want to say anything out of school here. I'm just saying in general, they weren't terrific. I had to talk to Blas. Guess I shouldn't have said his name. Sorry, Blas. What is that short for? He said Vlad. V-L-A-D. It's Blas. B-L-A-S. What the hell is that short for? Is it like a Armenian name or something? I don't know. Where the fuck do I start? Sorry, I don't have the Uncle Zuki passion. But, see. Okay, last week on the description, I put Remy Martin tasting, which I never talked about. So I went down, I'm going to say, I don't know, fuck, final, like Friday, to Culver City. And me and V-Ron were just hanging out. And she's like, oh, do you want to go to the Culver Hotel? I said, you know what? I have a contact there because Gumball used to work there. So I call Gumball and she's like, I'm there right now. If you guys want to come by, she goes, but I got free tickets to this Remy Martin tasting fucking procedure, whatever the fuck it was. It was, and I'm like, okay, cool. So we go, I'm like, it's free. Fuck it. Like, I'm trying to get, as always, I'm trying to get something for free. And especially now. And we go, it's at like this, like a warehouse kind of looking place, but they turn into like event space. So like, I just said, oh, hey, you know, this is like, cause I'm trying to help Gumball out with her job of, you know, renting out event spaces and having, her choreographer, dancers, caterers, all that kind of stuff, which I still kind of don't know what the hell she wants me to do. Gumball, if you're listening, can you let me know? I'm still, like, in the dark about this. But whatever. So we go and we get there, like, I don't know, 2 minutes late. They're like, oh, okay, you're in the next one. And we had to say that, like, we were her sister and her brother-in-law. So our name tags. Like, I think I was Lee and then Veronica was Nina. Nina want to get between you. old Luke line, guys. Come on. If you're an LGR listener, you know those. And so we go in, and it's like a class where they explain what Remy Martin is, what cognac is. I had no fucking clue. I'm not a black guy. I don't drink fucking cognac, you know? I mean, I've had it before, but I have, you know, I don't care. I'm, you know, like, it's like wine people, especially like now working at the store, like people who like are into wine, like, you know, well, this one has like a bit of pepper and a small bit of vanilla. If you smell it, I'm not that guy. Even with beer, I'm not that guy. It's like, listen, I'm drinking because I want to fucking like forget my problems and things like that. I don't need to like, oh, I need a beer with fucking grapefruit and fucking watermelon in it. Who needs that? Beer isn't meant for that. All right? Beer is supposed to be beer. Don't fucking put anything in it. But I can't say that to the people because they're paying money and then I get a pay. Well, I'm helping out at the store. That was a quote unquote. But the amount of people that buy grapefruit Sculpin or watermelon Dorado from Ballast Point. Hey, shout out to Bella's Point. That's a new sponsor, by the way. They, at the joke, anybody who's listening who wants to think I make money off the podcast, I don't. But everybody buys this Ballast Point shit. So they must be doing their stuff right. So we go to this tasting, and they give you like a coin and like a fucking name tag, all kinds of bullshit. It's like a whole thing. Like, it was like a kind of exclusive event, all right? Not that, like, you know, George Clooney was there, but whatever. Okay, fine, you get it. Brandon, move on with the fucking story. So they have you sample all the Remy Martin. There's like two. There's like the regular, I think it's like the XO, and then there's the VSOP, which I should have looked up to tell you what that stands for. It's like very special, private something. I don't know. That's what it stands for. But they have like these little graduated cylinders in front of each station. So now it's the first time I'm meeting Gumball's like love of her life. Okay. And it's the first time that Gumball is meeting V-Ron. And we just like show up and they like say hi and hi, hi. Oh, yo, how you doing? Okay. Okay. Shh, shh, shh. Okay. And the guy, he, you know, This slick fucking playa. This guy was fucking, this, he had like a great suit on. Black dude, I'm going to say 38. Fucking, this is what he does for a living. He just goes around, tries to sell Remy Martin. Fucking, like, purple and white plaid shirt, gray suit, purple tie, fucking just worked. The guy crushed it. I got to say that. He was a good salesman. So they have you put, like, they had three different types of Remy Martin. There was, like, the six-year aged, eight-year aged, and the 12-year aged. And they're like, okay, well, what do you think goes into our mixture? And you had to, like, put it all together. So, you know, we did this and that, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, it was kind of interesting. Like, you put it all, you take three graduated cylinders and you fill it to a different amount and then you all taste it and then you write down what you did. Okay, I did 10 milliliters of the 6-year. I did 20 of the 8-year. And then they're going to give you, like, a fucking prize at the end. Which was, okay, interesting. I didn't realize that cognac is more of a, it's more of a wine than it is a liquor. All right, now this helps me in my current employment, but yeah, they only make it in the cognac section of France. I had no clue. So we did that. Then they take you to another room, and in there, another, like, okay, we're going to talk about this fucking, I don't know who the fuck these people were that go to these things. Like, are they bar owners? Are they, I don't know, promoters? Like, I don't know, but fuck it. We get to go free, so I don't care. And they had free booze, so what the fuck am I going to say? It's the liquor license! So, Now he starts saying, oh, well, you know, Louis the 13th, which is, I don't know, fucking 2 G's for a bottle of the shit. That's probably lowballing it. It's in like a fucking Swarovski crystal and all this kind of nonsense. That it, oh, we're going to try this now. And then he's like, psych. He actually said psych. And it made me laugh. And he gave out like the winning tickets to everybody. And we got all these cards to go to this place for free. I want to say it's 770. That's the name of it. And it's like across the street from V-Ron's apartment. Like we've gone there before. So we go and it's, you know, the dude I never met, his roommate, Gumball, V-Ron. All right. You've heard Luke say it. You heard other people say it, like, you know, V-Ron isn't the easiest to get to know right away. All right. I get it. All right. At the same time, like, you know, I like her, so fucking deal with it. Start getting drinks. And if you got like a Remy Martin drink, they had like a whole like special menu for it. It was discounted. So of course I tell Gumball, I'm like, just give me a beer. She goes, I'm not wasting these free tickets on beer. You got to get some better. I'm like, I just want a fucking beer. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay, then give me this one. And I just like point. It comes. It was delicious, by the way. I was like Remy Martin, like ginger beer and fucking some other kind of bullshit with olives in it. It was a whole fucking thing. So it was weird. And then the whole time we left and she just kept asking me like, hey, did you fuck this chick? Did you fuck this? I'm like, no, I didn't. All right. It got like into a point where I'm like, okay, we had too much to drink. We're just going to, in liquor too. It's not like we had like fucking a 12 pack of beer. Like we're arguing here. I don't want to do that. All right. Like I could see that. Like, look at, you know, you get to that point when you're going to like argue with somebody and they don't realize it, but you do. Does anybody feel me on this one? I'm saying we're like, okay, they had a little too much. They're going to be a pain in the ass. So I got to fucking slow down. That was the case on this one. All right. Cause it's like, this is going to be a cold shoulder kind of fucking night. Do you know, if anybody knows what I'm talking about. So sorry. I prefaced that last time and I never talked about it. So I wanted to bring it up. Now, boy, this is really going to be the liquor license because that is all the stories that I have for you. Cause I got a bunch and they all involve liquor. So St. Patrick's Day was on a Thursday.
Club going up on a Thursday.
And, I go down there on Wednesday night because she has a day off. Now she regularly does not have the day off on a Thursday. And she didn't take it off for St. Patrick's Day. She had to go to DMV, all kinds of bullshit. She had all this shit lined up that she wanted to do. And I said, oh, okay. Well, I mean, because I got nothing to do. You know, I only, quote unquote, help out at the store Saturday and Sunday. So I got time to, you know, I got to get out. I got to go do stuff. All right. Any of you who are unemployed and like your day just goes perfectly, I don't know how the fuck you do it. All right, I can't. I'm crawling up the fucking walls. I like take way too many walks. I feel like fucking Tony, my ex-roommate. Ew. You know, Tony's kind of having a tough time. But I go down there, stop at CVS, pick up some shit, go to her house, and just, you know, go to sleep. It was, hey, you know, this and that. And that's twice. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh shit, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. So I made sure I brought like a green shirt, you know, because I didn't want to get pinched by some fucking mo. Oh, you're not wearing green. Oh, and like, you know, that'll lead into a different story. But so I'm like, made sure I wore a green shirt. So we get up and she's like, I want to be at the DMV by 11. I said, okay, fine. And then she says, I want to go to Living Spaces, fucking, what the fuck was it? There's another place, you know, very domesticated type shit. And I'm like, whatever. I'm down here. I got nothing to do. Whatever. So we go to the fucking Culver City DMV. Now, the DMV out here in any LA municipality is fucked. It's fucked. You know, look, you go to the DMV in Buffalo, there's not a fucking security guard. Here they got two of them. Normally it's two old black guys who are just like, oh, okay, man, you go ahead. You go on. All right, yo, you're number F66, that kind of stuff. So like I'm standing in line and I'm like, all right, go get your shit. I'm like, I'm walking to the store. It's fucking St. Patrick's Day, you know. We're talking 11 in the morning, I know. It's noon somewhere. The fucking store is like a mile away, but I kind of like the area, so like it's nice to see the different kind of buildings and shit. Not that you guys care. And come back, she has all of her shit ready to go, got her ID, because she had lost it like at a bar. And I'm in my head, I'm like, fuck, I should, because like mine's coming up due like fucking on my birthday. I'm like, fuck, I should do this. I'm like, nah, I don't want to go through all this right now. It's fucking St. Patrick's Day. I'm not going through this shit. So her friend Carmen texts her and says, hey, I'm getting off work at 1. Let's start fucking partying. And I'm like, ugh. The whole time I'm like, can we just go home and take a nap? I didn't sleep very well. You know, we were up the night before. I've been having nightmares about work and shit. Like, they're crazy fucking nightmares that I've been having. Just about work, money, everything. It's all going on in my head, okay? And I was up at like 6, like sitting on her patio, just like looking at the city, like, okay, do you think they're hiring? Do you think they're hiring? Like, going on my phone, checking monster.com, just doing all that kind of shit. So I'm like tired, all right? Plus, let me add, I took our metro system down by her. The last stop of the metro system is at her place. I mean, like, it's right there. There's an electrical failure, so I got to get off on, like, La Cienega. Again, if you're not from out here, you don't know. And then walk to her place, like, past Venice. So I, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I don't mind walking. It was like a fucking 2-mile walk. I was like, holy shit, by the time I got there, I'm like, god damn. You know? So, all right, leave DMV, and we're like, all right, well, we're going to get lunch. We go to, like, this Mexican restaurant. And, or we got brunch, which everybody in L.A. loves to do. Everybody loves to get their brunch.
Everybody get your motherfucking brunch on.
And, all right, now I've already had a couple. Daddy had a couple cold pops. Had another couple cold pops. And I'm like, all right. She shows up, Carmen. And we're taking Ubers, like, everywhere. All right. Now, I'm not paying for shit. Like, they know that I don't have money and I can't do this. And I make it very fucking explicit that I'm not paying for things. I'm like, I would. When I have money, I'm N-word rich. When I don't, like, well, then I don't do shit. If you want to fucking do something, you tell me. You know? All my friends have been fucking really good about it. You know, they've, hey, I'm not going to, I can come over, but I can't bring anything. Ah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Okay. It's fine. I've been like that my whole life. Like, the first week of your paycheck, I'll like fucking, yo, no, it's on me. No, let's do this. Let's get fucking new shoes. Let's get a fucking, you want a new car? You want a new house?
Ta-da!
But like, I don't want to like abuse that. So I'm trying to be like cool about it. Again, it's St. Patrick's Day, amateur hour, I know, but I'm like, fuck it. What else do I have going on? I might as well just have a good time. You know, most St. Patrick's Days, I like missed. Well, you know, when I became of legal drinking age, you know, fucking 35 years ago, for Lent, I'd always give up beer, liquor, both, and then, you know, St. Patrick's Day is kind of boring. But so, this year I didn't. The only thing I gave up this year was having a job. I mean, it, you know, it's worked out so far, I guess. Ugh. So, we go to a different bar, and they're all in the same general vicinity. And now it's myself, Carmen, Veronica. Now, their gay friend meets us there, all right? And he's Carmen's brother's ex-boyfriend. Now, he doesn't come off as like a, you know, hand in the wear, two snaps and we're out kind of guy. He just, you know, whatever. You get a feel off the guy, but whatever. I don't give a fuck because I dealt with gay people for fucking so long. Like, they're actually like my favorite kind of people. They just have fun and like they're not like judgmental. It's awesome. And, you know, he's a chubby kind of fucking guy. So like, you know, he's not going to judge me. And I never met him, but I heard a lot about him. So we're hanging out and I'm like, they got karaoke. Now we're talking, it's like 5 p.m., maybe 6 p.m. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm like, yo, V-Ron, let's do fucking California Love. And she's like, okay. You know, because she had some cold pops in her. And so I write my name down, not realizing, again, this is where I fuck up. It's L.A., okay? Everybody out here wants to be an actor, director, producer, singer, fucking whatever. They all have talent, okay, that's just not used. So everybody in the motherfucking place just crushes whatever song they do. They know it word for word. They know the cadence. They know every fucking beat of the song because that's what they're trying to do. Me, some drunk fucking asshole with a green shirt on in a stupid hat that they gave me. They gave me this dumb fucking like bowler type hat to wear that was green with shamrocks on it. And I'm like, fuck it, I'll wear it. I don't care. No, that's your attitude. They, you know, I go up and no, I did a song first. I did, again, see, I can't keep doing this. This is the only, there's like 10 songs I know, like every word of, and like how to deliver it. Does that make any sense? You know, there's certain songs, like you got to like hit the certain part and do like the voice of how the singer was doing it. And the one that I always do is Sly and the Family Stone, If You Want Me to Stay. All right. Famously in Dead Presidents. It's in the scene where he goes into like the fucking pool hall. All right. Great song. I love Sly and the Family Stone. I do not have a Sly and the Family Stone voice. I don't have that high pitch like, ah, I don't have that. And then, but he does also like a gravel, like, if you want me to stay, like that kind of thing. And like, I try to do it and it's like a goof almost, but I just, you know, everybody clapped and I come back and I'm like, oh, it's so bad. How fucking embarrassing is that? I'm like, oh, okay, the last embarrassing thing I'm going to do fucking today. I'm just going to fucking calm down, get a glass of water.
Wrong.
I end up getting a fucking Mexican coffee, which is like coffee, Bailey's, and tequila. Okay? Because the entire time I'm saying, can we just take a nap before we go out? Can we just take a nap? No. Nope. No naps. I'm like, all right. Now, this Mexican coffee has me like jacked up. And now it's getting like, all right, now it's starting to get like dusk. All right. It's like 7 o'clock. Now we've been day drinking for like 5-6 hours now. All right. And I'm like, can we just take a fucking nap? I'm like, your house is right there. Let's just go there. Give me fucking half an hour. Then we'll go out, you know, balls to the wall. No, we're not doing that. I'm like, all right. Okay. And she's like, hey, I want to do a song together. I'm like, all right, what do you want to do? She's like, California Love. I'm like, all right. I'm like, do you want the Dre or the Tupac part? She goes, well, I know the Dre part better. I'm like, all right, I'll do the Tupac part.
Feel me.
And like, we go up and it's embarrassing. And not only that, both the gay guy and Carmen are filming us do it. So now that's on record, which is terrible. All right. After 6 other people went up after me. And they were like, just crush it. They're like fucking Taylor Swift, you know? Just destroyed. And everyone's like, yo, we're not worthy fucking stance to them. And when we go up to do it, the fucking bar is full now. Look, there's 100 fucking people in there. We're doing California Love. And Tupac's verse, if you guys don't realize, California Love, it's pretty quick. Like, I'm good with, like, a Biggie song because he's, like, slower. But, like, hell, God damn, Tupac was quick on that song. Oh, I would try to do it right now if I fucking think of the lyrics. But he's like, the host is like, okay, good job, guys. All right. Next up, we got Tim. And he's doing Don't Stop Believin'. So I sit down and I'm like, are we going somewhere else? Are we taking naps? Like, I'm really being a nap guy for, like, no reason. And they're like, no, we're going to this place, Tom Burgeon's. I never heard of the fucking place, but I guess it's a big deal. It's like Beverly Hills area, and it's a huge Irish bar. All right, so they got a whole setup where, like, they turn the parking lot into, like, an outdoor bar, this kind of shit. Okay, so we take an Uber over there. I fall asleep in it. All right, I get, like, a tap on the shoulder, like, okay, I'm like, oh, I'm up. Now, the fucking line is, and this isn't an exaggeration, the line of this fucking place is like a quarter of a mile long. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like, we're just, like, I'm just standing there, like, doing, like, not the gangster lean, but, like, just move my feet back and forth. Like, okay, you guys sure you don't want to go somewhere else? I'm sure there's a place down the street. No, no. I'm like, okay, all right. All of a sudden, I start seeing people hop the fence. All right. And by the fence, I mean, like, it was like fucking cinder blocks that was about 5 feet high. I'm like, fuck that. Let's go. I jumped the fence. Then they all jumped the fence. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, you know, we have to pay any admission or it. Nobody, there's no security or whatever. Like, it was right behind, like, the fucking porta potties. Bar's there. We go to the bar. Myself and Carmen. And she's like, okay, I'm getting 4 shots of Jameson and I'm getting 5 beers. I'm like, okay. She just hands it right out, you know. I'm like, all right. Then I'm like, listen, I don't need to do the shots. This is me saying this, by the way. Everybody, roll back 25 seconds. This is me saying I don't need to do the shots. All right, I'm good. She's like, no, we're doing them right here. I'm like, okay, fuck, I don't have to work tomorrow. I guess I can, you know. We do the shots, have the beers. They already got beers. So now, like, everybody's got 2 to 3 beers apiece. Find a table to sit at. And so we're sitting there. And, you know, the bullshit Dropkick Murphys, like Sailing Off to Boston or whatever the fuck name that song is, nonstop. Everywhere we went, they played it fucking nonstop. We're hanging out, and now everybody's kind of getting to that point of the party where it's like, we're kind of wasted. Are we going to get more wasted, or are we going to, like, maybe try to go home and get some sleep? The second one didn't happen, all right? We hung out there, and then Arnie, the gay guy, was trying to teach me to dance like a Spanish chick, all right? Again, on video, not good. Like, I have to shake my hips more, and I try to explain. I'm a white guy. White guys don't shake their hips, minus Elvis. Elvis the Pelvis, rest in peace, doggy. And, okay, so that's going, and then we bounce. I'm like, all right, let's go back to your house. Now it's like 11:30. So I've been drinking since 1. I'm lying. Okay. All right, you got me. I'm lying. I was drinking since 9 a.m. All right, I wasn't doing like hard liquor, but I definitely had a breakfast beer around 9 a.m. And she's like, well, I don't have any beer in my house. But you got bumps on your dick. And I said, okay, well, Arnie and I will walk to CVS. That's like the closest place you can buy anything to her house. There's like, oddly enough, like in the area, there's no like fucking liquor stores. You got to go to like fucking CVS or like Smart and Final. So we go, he buys a 12-pack. And the whole time he's like talking to me, he's like, oh, you know, she likes you. But like, you know, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. Like, I really respect her. I'm like, okay, dude, okay. Like, I don't want to hear it right now. And he's like, well, I'd like you to, man, you're a good guy, man. You're a good guy. I'm like, okay. I'm like, this guy trying to fuck me? And we get like a 12. We go back, and they're passed out. Veronica, Carmen, both passed out on her bed. Now, I don't know if her roommate is home or not. Okay? So I'm like, dude, just shut up. Like, I don't know if the guy's home. Because she works with this, like, or she lives with this, like, guy. He's like, I think he does construction, but he, like, works on bikes and shit like that. He's not, like, a big dude, but, like, he's kind of, like, a guy's guy kind of dude. And he's got those fucking, like, you know, what are those things called? In your, like, gauges in your ear and, like, tattoos, but he's in, like, fucking Buddha and not Buddha. Dude, I'm in a Buddha. You know, like, you know, he's a cool guy. I like him. Every time I've talked to him, he's cool. But, like, again, he does seem like a no-bullshit kind of guy. So we go on the patio, and we got a couple beers each. And now I'm good, okay? Like, I should have just went to sleep as well. Like, Veronica and Carmen made the right decision to go to sleep, all right? And we're sitting on the patio, and, like, he's having a cigarette, and I'm just drinking. We're just bullshitting. All of a sudden, now he starts to get emotional. And now something in my brain just stops working. Where I'm like, is this a guy or a girl? Because he had a green wig on. All right? And he's somewhat feminine. I'm like, is this a guy or a girl? And then I like pull myself back. Like I shake my head and I pull myself back. And I'm like, okay, no, no, no. That's that guy. Okay. I'm like, I should not have any more to drink here. This is not going well. I'm like, I should just go in there. Go to sleep. But then in my head, I'm like, where the fuck am I going to sleep? I don't want to sleep on the guy. Because they have two couches that they're getting rid of. And they're like back to back, the couch. Because they're taking them out the next day. And I'm like, what, am I going to fucking hop over and sleep on a couch? It's like, you know, I want to have sex, man. I want to fuck. But like, I'm like, Carmen's passed down there. I don't want to do a threesome. You know, never did one. And I'm not going to probably ever do one. So I'm like, oh, man. All right. Now he starts fucking bawling his eyes out about his ex. And I go, I give him a kiss on the forehead. Okay. Hold for the laugh break. Give him a kiss on the forehead and a hug. And I say, it's going to be okay. You're a good guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. There should be laughs right there. All right. I know. So now it's like 1 a.m. and I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to sleep. You know, all three of them have to work in the morning. I mean, I don't, but they all do. And it's like, I don't want to stay there. I go in. So we close the patio up. You know, he goes to fucking lay on one of the couches. I go into Veronica's room and just pass out like right in between the two of them. Shoes on, fucking sweatshirt on, everything. Okay. Now 7:30 hits. And I get a poke on the shoulder. And I'm like, whoa. I wake up and I'm like, where the fuck? Like one of those like, where the fuck am I? Kind of things. And Veronica's dressed, ready to go to work. She's like, okay, I'm leaving for work. You can stay here, but it might not be a good idea. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, now, you know, it's one of those things where you're just sort of like, what? You know, like I'm just wiping the, what did Biggie say? Wipe the shit out my eyes. And see who's paging me in this. Sorry. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, because in my, now, all of a sudden, like, all this shit starts happening. Like, you're hungover, you're still drunk, you're in a weird spot, totally clothed. And you start thinking, like, what the, did I do something really fucked up? She goes, okay, listen, last night, like, you passed out and the guy, gay guy, he got butt naked, went in my roommate's room, and started to cuddle with him. I'm like, wait, what? Then they got into a fight. Like, the guy's, okay, her roommate's chasing the gay, naked guy around the apartment. So Carmen and Veronica have to break this up, all right, and, like, try to calm everybody down. I'm just, now, and I'm out like a motherfucking log. Like, I know none of this. All right. So they pack up their shit. They bounce. And then I was just there. And I'm like, holy fuck, that didn't happen. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fucking find out if this really happened or not, or if she's fucking me. And I text Carmen, same story. I text her roommate, same story. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm like, you. Well, I'm glad I wasn't awake for that. That seemed like not a fun time. So then, you know, she had to apologize to her roommate. I mean, fuck, I'd be pissed too. I have fucking homegirls stay over here all the time. And this guy always is like, dude, bruh, let me just stay in the bed, dude. We're not going to do anything. Let me stay in the bed. You could be under covers. I'm like, no, dude, you're not fucking staying in my bed, you fucking weirdo. Sorry, homegirl, if you're listening, but you're a fucking weirdo. All right? I don't even like the fact that, like, when I go to sleep, you're next to me on the couch. That's weird. It's fucking weird. All right? Sorry. Ugh. Which, that happened on Saturday. Why? Why would you want to stay in the same bed with a man? You goddamn... Ugh. Sorry. I mean, if I had to, like, if, you know, if we're in the Civil War and we have to share a fucking tent, okay, fine. But I have an entire fucking couch in my room. Just stay on it. I'm not charging the fucking rent. It's not taking your fucking turn. God damn that guy. Homegirl. What a... Homegirl, if you're listening, I'm sorry, bud. But you're a fucking pain in the ass. All right? Anyways, so that was a weird... And so I had, like... Because I've been trying to conserve money. I had, like, $30. And so I'm like... All right, well, I'm not taking the fucking 2-mile walk, taking the public transportation with all the shit that I brought down here. Like, I'll just fucking get a Lyft, which was like, you know, $20 to get home. And, yeah. So that was a young St. Patrick's Day experience. I'll, maybe this episode will have a pic you could take a look at from, you could see where Brandon was at around 10 p.m. And besides that, yeah, fucking homegirl, dude. Ugh. Okay, here's the thing. All right, I'm not abusing it or like, how do I put this? No, this is one of those kind of podcasts. I get off the place I'm helping out at midnight. He gets out at my old place of employment at midnight. So I've asked him to pick me up. He picks me up, but then he wants to stay over because he has to work in the morning. I don't have a problem with that. As long as he doesn't want to stay in the fucking bed with me. Fucking weirdo. But then now other people know that he's coming over. They want to come over. So I have like a fucking tree man or TMPMP at like 1 a.m. You know? On a Saturday. And like just sitting on the patio. Fucking just people... I mean, like, packs of cigarettes, just boom, gone. Cases of beer, gone. It's just mayhem. And mind you, the three people who are here at this party are, I mean, the oldest one is 22. So, like, I mean, I got between 12 and 16 years on everybody who's coming over to party at my house on a Saturday. And I'm just like, yo, I just worked 12 hours, man. I'm not staying up. Wrong. I was up till like 5. All right. No good. But like, I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, that went on to like 5 a.m. And I mean, it's fun. Whatever, man. I guess, hey, I still got my youth. I don't, but I act like I do. And so, all right, at the store... The stories that come in, again, this is the liquor license podcast, so like all these stories are going to kind of make sense and also are oddly funny, okay, for, you know, I was this guy before, you know, now I'm on the other side of the counter and I have to deal with the fucking lotto people with the, you know, the 6 times they come in a day to get shooters and I'm like, why don't you just get the bigger bottle, you know. How are you going to come in and get like 4 fireball shooters in 2 hours? Just get the bottle of it. It's cheaper. Why not just save yourself money? no, no, I'm just going to get that. And I, and, you know, I don't want to say that. Like, okay, fuck it. I'll sell you the fucking shooter. I don't care. This girl comes in. Now, she's a girl. I mean, this woman comes in. I'll paint the picture here for you. Probably 26. Perfect skin. Like, the exact skin color that I like. Like a caramel. She's not black. She's not Asian. She's not Persian. But she's something. That, my guess was Egyptian. Especially because of the necklace she had on. Fucking big ass boobies. Nice ass. You know, even like the weird dude who helps me clean up. Who, like, never talks to me. He gives me a look. He's like, oh, bueno nalgas. Which I think means nice ass. She comes in, she goes, and now, mind you, it was a BMW 7 Series that just pulled up to the door and she walked out. Do you have Bacardi 151? And, again, I'm new. I look at the Bacardi. It's not there. I go, you know, I don't. I go, but I got the Sailor Jerry's, and that's a rum, and it's 92 proof. And she goes, no, that's too much for me. I can't handle that. And then just walks out the door, and I'm like, what the fuck? She just asked for 151 proof, but 92 is too much? I don't get it. What the fuck was that? I SMH, you know what I'm saying? And they, about 10 minutes later, dude comes in, or he looks, you can get that vibe sometimes. He looks like somebody, all right? It's not like he had security detail and, a grill, but, you know, it's a black dude, a fucking black dude that, like, he had, like, you know, hip glasses on and necklaces and all kinds of shit, and he rolled in like an Aston Martin, and he just starts pointing on the top shelf. He's like, yeah, like, let me see that top shelf stuff there, dog. And I'm like, okay. And the one rule they said is, like, don't turn your back, like, just stand with your back towards the liquor and just point. But I don't know it good enough. Okay, so he's looking at, like, he's like, what that tequila? And I'm like, that's like $129. Okay, what's that? What's Macallan? And I'm like, oh, Macallan's like a scotch, whiskey, you know, blend. I go, they're different years. He goes, all right, give me that one at Woodbox. And I'm like, okay. And I look, I'm like, sir, that's $1,300. He goes, yeah, that's the one I want. I'm like, okay. So now I got to pull a ladder over, all right, because it's all the way in the top. I can't reach it. So I got to pull this fucking ladder, which already makes me, like, shaky and shit because I don't trust it. But I grab it, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, I need to see your ID. Get the ID. And then he's going to pan a card. I'm like, okay, so I got to match up the card with the fucking ID, which I do. And luckily it has one of those chips. Like, that's the new thing now is these. I mean, I think it's across the country, but especially out here, like, everybody's doing the security chip on the credit card or your debit card. And the whole reasoning for it, if you guys were wondering, is it's a security purpose. It saves whatever place that you're visiting. Like, if somebody came in and bought that bottle and they just used a credit card or a credit card number, they can dispute it. All right? With this chip, it's extra security. They can't supposedly dispute it. Also, as long as I, you know, checked the ID, made sure it's the right person. But like I said, the homie had money, so it wasn't a big deal. And I, also, I guess the strip of your credit card, debit card, again, that black strip, people have, like, scanners now where they can just, like, scan it and take all your information. I mean, that's fucking crazy to me, but, like, yeah, I guess that can happen. With that little chip thing, you can't do that. Yet. I'm sure someone's going to come up with some kind of thing where if you have a chip on your card, they can duplicate it, put it on their card. I guarantee it's coming. But, like, he gets it and bounces. So I call the boss. I'm like, yo, I just sold that bottle. He goes, what? And he like runs over and he like starts going through video, looking at the guy's car, getting a picture of his license plate, getting a picture of the guy. He's like, all right, man, I just want to make sure. Because the fucking tax on it was like $250. I mean, it was like overall like $1,500.10 for one bottle of booze that this guy like was just like, okay. And I remembered his name. I won't say it on the air, but I remembered his name. So he looked it up. And he's not like a fucking rapper or anything, but I mean, he seemed like he had shit going on. I bet he's probably like a fucking producer or, you know, a promoter for a club or something. And I go, I'm like, dude, 25-year McAllen, hope I'm saying that right, don't do shots of that, man. I'm like, you got to sip that. And he's like, nah, you're right, play it. Oh, yeah, that's, and I'm like, hey, do me a favor, like, save me a little bit. I want to taste that. He goes, yeah, you're right. He just leaves. Black guys, I got a new thing. Never, ever, ever, ever recognized it. Even though the 12 years I had at my old job, it would happen. They say, appreciate it. Appreciate it. Like when I'm like, hey, man, you have a good night. Appreciate it. Okay. Or, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. I'm like, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, too. I don't know. Is that a thing? Is that like, but I realize that, like, I would say 50% of my black customers say that. They say, you know, appreciate. And there's no A, there's no P. It's no double P. Just one P. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Sorry. It's a very non-point, but I'm just saying, I noticed that. Besides that, like, as I'm there, I get to, you know, put on the TV, go on the internet. So I'm, you know, watching all the NCAA tournament shit that's going on, the March Madness right now. And I got crushed first round. I got my ass fucking kicked in the first round. I had Michigan State to win it all, and they fucking lost to Middle Tennessee State. You gotta be fucking kidding me, man. Middle Tennessee State. Like, okay, a non-sports guy. All right, Zook,
Yo, Zook, you here?
Like, if he was here, I would say, hey, do you know who Michigan State is? Yeah. He might even know that their colors is green. I don't know. If I said, hey, do you think that there's a school that's Middle Tennessee State? You know, he'd just give me one of those Zook, like, well, I don't fucking know. But Middle Tennessee State beats Michigan State? Ugh. Anyways, I'm doing, like, the brackets aren't bad. See, I did three. I got Nova, I got Villanova, I got Kansas, and I had Michigan State. And oddly enough, the one Michigan State I have the most points on, but the other two, I didn't do it for money this year. I just did it for fun because I like watching the games. This motherfucking, what's it, like, Stephen F. Austin University? Holy shit, man. This playboy, he's a white boy. Kind of fucking jacked up. He's got a lumberjack beard and, like, the haircut I used to have, like, the Inglourious Bastards kind of deal. This guy fucking was just scoring left and right. And these guys are a 14th seed. I'm watching the game, like, this is a good fucking game. Like, these guys were fun to watch. You know, this is why I love, I'm going to tell you again. I tell you what, this will probably be the fourth March that you've listened to either Looking Good Radio or the Liquor License. This is why it's the best time of year for sports. All right, you got spring training starting. You got the NFL draft. You got NBA and NHL playoffs about to kick off. You know, people are starting to get in their playoff runs. And you got March Madness. There's no other sport in the world, for that matter. You could say the World Cup, but that comes down to like 16 teams. This is 64 teams. Any team can win the title. That's it. There's no, you know, you got to play two games in a row. You got to play the best of seven, best of five. Nah, any team can fucking win. It's awesome. It's the best sport and the best, like, championship out of any of them. Whoever created March Madness, the 64 bracket, Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, goddamn, good for you, man. You know, whoever the director of, like, NCAA basketball was at the time. Again, wish I could have looked it up, but I didn't. You're the jam, doggy. What makes it so much fun? Plus, the amount of money that's made. The amount of money that's made on this shit. Like, the commercials. The fucking, like, sponsorships. And, like, all right, now I'm going to steal this from the Michael Rappaport podcast. But it's not something I haven't discussed before. All right? Michael Rappaport has a podcast called I Am Rappaport. And it's actually pretty good. It's like him, and I want to say the guy's name is, like, Mooney. Some shit. And they, it's similar to like, you know, it's, you know, just bullshitting around. These college athletes need to get paid. They do. Enough of that fucking conservative, oh, well, they get a free ride to school. They're not going to school. Look it. They're playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, Thursday and Friday, they're not in class. That's just okay. You know? Oh, they make it to the Final Four. Now they're playing fucking Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm sorry, Sunday, Monday. Oh, okay, well, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, I guess they don't have fucking class. So fuck the free ride. That's not what they're, you know, a college athlete isn't going for that. And the goddamn coach, whoever it is, Calipari, Bill Self, any of these guys, you know, they're making $5-6 million. Some fucking college coaches make more than NBA coaches. Think about that. And they don't got to worry about fucking paying their players and retaining them. Because if they're one and dones and they bounce and they go to the NBA, well, fuck it. We're just going to recruit again. Look at it. I'm sure it's a tough job. Good for you guys. Make your money. I don't care. But, like, give the guys something, man. There's so much money made, especially now college football is going to the same thing. They're going to the fucking playoff idea.
Playoffs?
They're going to the playoffs where four teams are in, you know, and just more money, more revenue. And these fucking college kids, man. Look, if you're a college, that's why anytime I see somebody who's like Reggie Bush, oh, his parents took a house. Fuck him, okay? What else? Okay, sure, we didn't pay for your school. Yo, I made how much for fucking USC? You know, how many jerseys did I sell that I didn't see a fucking dime for? That fucking, the documentary, The U, where Uncle Luke, not the Uncle Luke, but the Uncle Luke, gave when he goes to the store, gave out fucking Mercedes and shit to all these players. Fuck it, man. I don't know. I guess in my head, like, you know, you want to like, okay, well, I'm going to go to class. Like, if this doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But we're talking about like gangbanging brothers, like dudes from like fucking really bad parts. And like, yo, if someone's going to throw like 10 G's at you, like, hey, make sure, like, you're a fucking Miami Hurricane. Like, you're probably going to fucking take it. You're probably not going to be smart. You're not going to invest it in a 401k, but you know, you're also not going to be eating fucking ramen noodles like every other fucking college student, but every other college student isn't getting their fucking ass kicked on the basketball court or the football field. That's all I'm saying. All right. I'll get off my fucking, my high horse here. I'm sorry. Because I know that there's enough NCAA athletes that, you know, go on to, like, be doctors and shit, you know? So that's obviously good for us and good for the community. But, sorry to get into sports minutes, guys. I got to get a sports show back. I wonder if I should just, Teeth has been talking about it, but he's also Teeth. Like, enough said. I don't know that I could do another one with him, but, I don't know. Listen, I am doing okay. No, I'm fine. Look, I got food. I got, you know, helping out at a place. I'm putting in applications. I'm doing things. So if anybody's worried, not that you were, but I'm fine. All right. My mental state isn't perfect because, like I said, I've been having nightmares nonstop. And I got to do things, you know, it's like being in it's like being in a relationship that, you know, it could be toxic or not, but like you do it anyways. I did that for 12 years and now I'm not doing it. So it's like, holy shit, I just got divorced, you know, and I don't know how, you know, there's some days where I wake up where I'm like, I feel like fucking Big Lebowski, like, oh, today's a weekday? Like, I seriously feel like that sometimes. But luckily, I got a good support system. I got great friends who helped me out. And everything will be cool, you know? And let's just say, when I do get my next job, I'll probably not talk about it on the air. All right? That's probably the best bet for me, is not to talk about any type of workplace environment on the air. All right? I realize that, and I'm a dipshit, but I know. But if anybody out there is listening, and you know who you are, I miss you guys, and I miss the time that we had, and I don't know. I'm trying to stay active, let's say that, you know, and not be a fucking fuck up the way I was before. Any more F words, Brandon, in that sentence? I did have a song of the week that I wanted to play for a certain reason. And because I thought this person was the one responsible for what happened. And this person isn't. So I kind of probably will change the song of the week. Now that I kind of, it's been some time and I spent some time talking to people. I know what happened. And if you're listening and you know what happened, well, I mean, either fuck yourself or thank you, because I'm sitting at home right now doing a podcast instead of getting ready for work. So I don't know. I'm going to go watch some Stars. That's STARZ. And see if the Avengers are on there. I'm falling apart here, man. I was fucking had all the shit going on now. St. Patrick's Day story and fucking gay guys almost getting knocked out. And it fell right apart. See? That's why I need a co-host. Luke, I need you back, bud. All right. Well, enjoy this song of the week. Have a good week. I got to have a guest next time. See, I can't be myself without a guest. If that makes any sense. Because I like to move around. I like to, you know, pontificate. But then I need somebody to cover if I want to have a fucking sip of beer or take a fucking rock of piss. You know? Take a rock of piss. That's like the third single off Come Stay in Shorts and Gym Pants. It's coming out soon. You guys are going to dig it. All right, I'm going nowhere. Fuck it. Eat some dicks.